Another day, another dollar in post-apocalyptic America. So now the monkeypox outbreak is apparently a worldwide emergency, according to the World Health Organization. The same folks who did such a great job containing COVID and preventing it from taking over the last 2 years. Oh, that's right. It fucked up the last 2 years. The World Health Organization did a fucking horrible job. Well, the same folks are now warning about monkeypox. And if the same skills are going to be deployed, I imagine it'll end up being a complete disaster. Complete disaster where they'll bungle things every step of the way. Speaking of bungling things, you know, if you support Trump, you're just not a truther. And people get so offended, they do this little Antonio Banderas Puss in Boots eyes. If you ever watched that cartoon, Puss in Boots, where they just go wide-eyed like a scared cat, and they go, "You don't like Trump? You don't like Trump, David?" No, not only do I dislike Trump, I don't like his mannerisms. I don't like his weird, just repeating any random word and then hissing through his teeth, right? You ask him about crypto, he goes, "Crypto! Not good, crypto." You ask him about Hillary Clinton, "Hillary! Not good, Hillary. Taking money from random Israelis." "Oh, Israel. Like Israel. Ooh." "Taking money from the fucking World Economic Forum and being a Rothschild bagman for the last 35 years. Bagman, good. Good to take money from elites so that I can be some fucking shill." Trump leaves me fucking 100% cold. And those of you guys who fight for him every day, you're just losers. What else can be said? You're pawns. You're not real truthers. You believe the solution to every problem is just put Trump back into power. He was already president. Why didn't he out the child traffickers in his 4 years as president? Instead, he just flirted about it and never did it. This guy who was Jeffrey Epstein's neighbor for 10 years and who treats fucking disgusting walking turd, Alan Dershowitz, as if he's some kind of legal scholar. As if he's some kind of fucking academic saint. Human turd, Alan Dershowitz. These people are so fucking disgusting. Trump is on Team Epstein and plays truthers. And if you're one of the people played by him, you're no longer a truther. You've had 2 years to figure out what Trump is. I don't like his anti-crypto stance. I don't like his anti-cannabis stance. I don't like the fact that he didn't reform the prison system at all in the 4 years he was actually president. And hey, that's it. So he's in the wrong on three out of the 3 of the biggest causes of our time. Just some boomer statist. And what's sad about Trump is he does no real research. He forms his opinion on cryptocurrency based on a 2-minute Fox Business segment. He forms his opinion on foreign policy based on listening to John Bolton, you know, or whatever Hannity texts him. "Oh, Sean Hannity told me crypto's not good." Trump is a fucking turd. If you're grateful for the stock market pump that he carried out when he was president, if you made a little bit of cash, great, I'm happy for you. If you held down a good job during the Trump years, I'm happy for you. That will never come again because now the market knows Trump's a fraud. If he tries to pump the market a second time, people know Americans aren't strong, in part because of Trump's vaccine. That's the other deal ender for me. Vaccine! He does that weird hiss through his fucking boomer teeth. "Vaccine! Beautiful vaccine!" And does that weird duck face. "Vaccine! Vaccine! Beautiful and safe, life-saving." Oh, you mean the vaccine that's killed more Americans than any other medical treatment in fucking history? The vaccine that's ruined countless athletes, pilots, members of law enforcement, military. Ruined their lives. Ruined their former perfect health. Fuck you, Trump. The Trumps will not be reelected in 2024. They're going to be political pariahs. Instead of the last 2 years, he could have rebuilt his base. Instead, it's been gross. I agree with Joe Rogan. He's a man baby. He recently called Trump a man baby. I agree. Losing an election has revealed what Trump is. I don't want that creep anywhere close to power again. Because if he gets back into power, it's going to be settling scores that don't even exist. He's so angry at all the wrong people. It's like, you should have brought down the people in the WikiLeaks, dude. You should have brought down the folks of the WikiLeaks. Instead, you destroyed Julian Assange's life. And the whole corporate media grid no longer talks about WikiLeaks. It's crazy. It's like it was just erased from modern history. Just completely erased. Emails of elite lobbyists begging each other for walnut sauce before they fly down to Epstein Island. Epstein Island for pizza time. Trump's either one of them or one of the dumbest people of all time. Either way, he doesn't deserve to be back in power. And again, you freaks who bother me because I don't support Trump, I voted for him. Voted for him in the most recent cycle. The last 2 years exposed what Trump is. Some weird mRNA clot shot pusher who shits on crypto every chance he gets. No thanks. No thanks, orange fucker. Got played, I'll never be played again. He's just one of them, folks. And so other than that, these people in the WikiLeaks emails, they silenced all the truthers who added them. Silenced or killed everybody with a big audience who was talking about those pizza emails. And yet, I got to survive to watch these fuckers fall apart. You guys wake up, or at least enough of you wake up. It's been 2 years of oppression. 2 years of forced mRNA shots and travel lockdowns. All this unconstitutional bullshit. Trump's vaccine. Remember, Trump's the one who authorized it. There would have been no Operation Warp Speed if not for Trump and his creepy son-in-law, Jared Kushner. Jared Kushner, former owner of 666 Fifth Avenue, tied in with the Lucifer Trust in Switzerland. The fucking Lucifer Trust. Jared Kushner is one of the creepiest people on the planet, and he had Trump's ear the whole 4 years. The golden boy, Jared Kushner, the husband of Trump's daughter, Ivanka. The Trumps are pariahs. They will never be back in the White House, mark my words. They will be a politically tainted family. To have Trump as your last name will not be a good thing in the future. People resent these vaccines. They resent these lockdowns. They resent the chaos of early 2020. Every day it was those scary press conferences with Trump just playing TV president. Playing TV president instead of actually protecting us or our economy. Fuck Trump. We don't need him back. He caused more harm than good. And so anyway, I get to watch, admittedly from the sidelines, not as big as I used to be, but I get to watch from, you know, a big TikTok account, and this podcast recently broke top 100 in Great Britain, top 100 in the UK, so thank you guys for that. Appreciated. But yeah, from my perch here at Fulcrum News, I get to watch those lobbyists in the Pizzagate emails, watch all those lobbyists who were outed 5 and 6 years ago, and you tried to destroy all the truthers who talked about them. I get to watch them lose anyway, because crypto is coming in, right? As of this morning, Ether back above $1,500 in Ether. Bitcoin has also seen a remarkable recovery over the last week or so. I get to watch these goddamn people fall apart. What a pleasure. What an absolute pleasure, because peer-to-peer money is the future. Peer-to-peer money, crypto, which Trump is so against because he saw a Fox News segment on it, or because Sean Hannity texted him and said, hey, Trumpy, crypto's no good. That's the extent of his research, is a text from somebody like Sean Hannity or Laura Ingraham. He doesn't think for himself, just an orange boomer who spent 10 years being Jeffrey Epstein's close neighbor and friend. He played us all, or at least he played many of the people in the truth community. Two sides of the same coin. But we get to watch these fuckers lose. Crypto can't be stopped. Look at those prices. They all tried to cave it in. Even Larry Fink, with all his inherited money, he couldn't destroy our precious crypto. Fuck you, Larry Fink. If you're listening, fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck Trump. Fuck John Podesta. Fuck former FDA head Scott Gottlieb. Fuck all you deep state freaks. There will likely be a civil war in this country, if not around the world. How much money do you fuckers need? You push this mRNA shit on the populace, knowing it wasn't that great, just to make money off your Pfizer and Moderna stock. That's if it wasn't an outright depopulation scheme. Best case scenario, these fuckers wanted to make a windfall profit by making the world terrified of COVID and then pushing the solution, pushing vaccines that, again, perform like no other vaccine in world history. Vaccines don't typically kill people like this and leave young people ruined for life. Not normal. You talk about it on Facebook, you get banned in 5 minutes. Well, they're culpable. Mark Zuckerberg and Sheryl Sandberg and others who covered up all the social media chatter that these vaccines were not good stuff. They're culpable. So there's much change ahead in our country, if not around the entire world, and cryptocurrency will be a part of that change. And rereading those WikiLeaks to ask, should these people who claim to be progressives, but who actually traffic children and then rape them to death at Epstein Island, now other locations, all they did was shift locations, should these people be running our world, or are they basically incompetent, sad, sick inheritors who deserve to be displaced by beautiful and fair Bitcoin? Thank you guys so much. Get the newsletter if you want my latest thoughts throughout the week. Can't keep up the intensity on this podcast much longer. It's been 2.5 years of great research and talking about the stuff that people like Alex Jones should be talking about, but he doesn't, because he's joined the scam. This shove Trump down your throat every fucking second. He joined the scam. He acts like Trump is the solution to our problems. Alex, you know better. I think they broke him. I think all the lawsuits and stuff, they finally broke Alex Jones. And that leaves me as one of the last real truthers. That's not what I want to be. I don't want to be out here by myself talking to an audience of people who don't even understand what I'm talking about. You'll figure it out eventually. Trump fucked you guys. This nasty vaccine, he fucked you guys. All these so-called conservatives who are anti-crypto, that means they're anti-populist. That means they're not for the people. That means they're not really conservative at all. Thank you so much. And it came out that Trump said he would fire thousands of civil servants in D.C. if he were elected president again. What shameful simping to truthers and populists. What shameful bullshit. Oh, you would fire the deep state, Trumpty Dumpty? Why didn't you do it the first time you were president? You had 4 years. That's a long time in the political world. 4 years as commander-in-chief. That's an admission you didn't empty the deep state. Why not? Because you're one of them. Trumpty Dumpty, Epstein's neighbor for 10 years. Trumpty Dumpty forced this pathetic mRNA shot on our once proud and strong country. Fuck you. Fuck you, Trump.
You're listening to Fulcrum News, real news from America and around the world. FulcrumNews.com/subscribe to get our premium membership and updates via email.